What we're talking about here is intentionality.
Yeah.
You know, rather than being reactive and kind of going, oh, our competition's beating us or whatever. Well, no, let's specify what it is that we want to do and let's go be the best at it. And that helps us reach our goals.
Welcome to the Bank Marketing Show, the podcast that engages and informs you for success in today's marketplace. It's the show that will make you a better marketer with trends, tactics, and inspiration from experts and industry leaders. If you're wanting to impact your personal success and position your bank as the best choice in your market, you're in the right place. Now let's dive into today's show with your hosts, Chris and Dan.
Hey, welcome everybody to another episode of the Bank Marketing Show. I'm half of your hosts, Dan, and welcome, Chris.
Hello, Dan. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, how's it going?
All right. It's going very well.
I'm excited for today. I know we usually try to do these things a little timeless, right? Like, you know, we don't tie it to specific time.
Season of the year or any of that, but yeah.
Yeah, but I wanted to kind of start and say it's the air is getting crisp here in the Midwest. Maybe not so much for you down south, but I know when it starts getting colder, it's strategic planning time.
Man, I went outside for my run this morning, and here in Mississippi it was 46 degrees, and we're breathing for the first time in 9 months or whatever. So fall, yeah, we can disclose, Dan, that even though we like for our episodes to be evergreen, fall is upon us. So our bankers and marketers are thinking about the next year.
Yeah.
And looking at the year ahead. And that's kind of what brought you and I to our, I think, really kind of value filled discussion today.
Yeah. I was doing a little road trip the last 2 days. I think I drove 700 miles all in the state of Illinois. I did a big circle, visited some clients, visited some new banks, but all the conversations were around strategic planning, you know, budgeting, strategic planning. Everybody seems to be doing that now.
Getting ready for next year. That's right.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, we were thinking today we'd kind of walk through some of the big things. There's just a bunch of stuff. I know you do too, but in all these meetings I've been having, it's like we're focusing on the same couple of things.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, let's set this up a little bit, Dan, because I like how you and I teed this up. Because as an agency, my agency and yours both do kind of some variations of strategic planning for our clients. And what you and I were kind of discovering in around this is there are some of the elements of this process that are a little more defined. You know, like you and I were talking about budget or personnel. You know, who within the bank, you know, is going to be doing these things that, you know, some of those are a little less movable or a little more kind of predefined. But what's not, you know, are some of the more the moving strategy parts. So we were talking about goals and audience and then messaging, you know, kind of positioning.
I think these are the things that the banks we work with tend to need the most help. I think where that, like, the outside perspective can help.
Yep.
Right. It's you're in your box and, you know, you've been doing a lot of things the same way. It's hard to kind of break out of that. So I'm hoping in this episode we help you all think through how to get a little bit more specific with these things and, you know, not just crank out the plan to crank out the plan.
There you go.
Your budget may be the same year over year. Your team may be similar. Some of those aspects are like you're saying, the plan don't change, but you know, we want to, I think I probably say this every episode, like take you from trusted and local, you know, kind of messaging down to something more specific that's going to make people excited.
Yep. Well, you know, I think as we all consider this year has, and I'm quoting several, you know, the CEO, presidents, C-suite folks from numerous of our clients that have said this year, 2023, has been working through greater degrees of change than probably community banking, community financial institutions have for the 7 prior years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously high interest rates have done that and, you know, lots of other, you know, variables for that. So, Dan, I think as we look at goals for next year, you know, we kind of first have to go to, because the answer that I'm hearing over and over, well, we need deposits. So, yeah. And Dan, I'm going to your comment, you know, there about specificity, you know, okay, well, we need deposits. Okay. Well, this is kind of the asking why. You know, seven times. Okay. Well,
I mean, I think it's you, and it's an area too where I think as all these changes have happened this year, you've got to go back and as you're planning, look at competition, look at, you know, everybody's doing something different. Having a conversation the other day, you know, you're looking for like a high yield savings account and there's some banks who are like, well, here's 5.5%. I mean, that may not be meaningful in a few weeks. Who knows what's going to happen, race? But like right now, that's pretty high savings account rate. Mm-hmm. And other banks are like, our high yield savings is 0.5. And, you know, banks are making different strategic decisions on, hey, we're willing to spend this, you know, to bring the money in, bring the deposits in, and other banks aren't there. But part of the strategic marketing plan is you've got to think through, why are we doing this? What is it? What is our competition doing? And then how do we message it? Right? Do we really want to keep calling it a high yield savings account if our interest rate is 4.5% lower than everybody else's?
So when we're talking about goals, Dan, then I you know, what I'm hearing from you, and I think what I'm advocating for as well is like, okay, let's pull out your product list then, and instead of saying we want deposits, okay, well, we understand, but which one? What are we going to do that's sellable? Let's specify from a goal, right? Is it, you know, do you have a really attractive high interest, you know, savings or CD or what, you know, and are you going to be highly competitive in that? Or is it, you know, or what it is, it a free checking product and you're looking to attract numbers of people?
Yeah.
You know, and so taking that goal of we need deposits and get really, really specific and ask over and okay. All right. Well, so it's a checking product. Okay. Well, which one? Okay. And why? And just keep going down that until we get to, okay, now we're selling this, you know, this is our primary and this is our secondary. And these are the specific products that we want to do around that goal.
I think of it, you know, I heard somebody call it like the five whys, right? Like, keep by the time you ask why five times, you're probably pretty close to that very, you know, very specific thing.
Yeah.
Why are we selling deposits? You know, like kind of like the path we were just going on, but it's, you know, you got to be thinking about playing to those strengths, right? We're not competitive on interest rate right now. So let's not talk about that. Let's talk about we're competitive on customer service. So maybe it's the time to double down on that, you know, or go to checking accounts where you have a great free product and then the interest rate doesn't matter. But yeah, a lot of our planning conversations just focus on that. What are we really, you know, we're going to get to audience next, but then you start getting into like the, okay, well, who, like a CD, you know, do we want to advertise CDs to everybody or do we want to advertise into a specific group?
Yeah. And getting specific in those goal sets too, that, you know, take CDs as an example, you know, is that if you're going to do that, then what are the characteristics of this primary product that we're going to push? And then what are your big picture revenue goals, you know, and asset, you know, goals for the bank? And then backing into that, are we going to need 40 new customers? Yeah. Are we going to need, you know, and even in that goal set too, Dan, how many are going to come from increasing share of wallet from current relationships? Maybe it's a mortgage holder and we're trying to get their, you know, deposit products or the CD or whatever, you know, and how many are going to come from new? So getting really granular and specific in these goals, don't you think?
And how are you going to know that how are you going to know throughout the course of 2024 that you're being successful? So, I mean, to your point, it's looking at, hey, well, we want $20 million in new deposits. Here's the product it's going to come from. You know, our average, and maybe CDs and checking accounts, whatever, but here's the average balance that we expect from this target market. You know, so based on that average balance and the total deposits we want, you know, we know we need 50 new accounts a quarter, obviously making these numbers up, but, you know, so we'll know, we get into late February, early March, if we're not tracking to that, we know, hey, yeah, we should be trying something else.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a realistic number, but like, you need to tie it back to some kind of metric to know that you're going and to know, like, you know, to report back, hey, we're spending this much on marketing. Here's the results we're getting. And then if stuff happens again in 2024, like this year, where, you know, throughout this year, we've shifted from late last year, it was all about the refis and that shifted pretty quickly. And then we had the bank failures in March and that everybody shifted to a trust message. And that led to some of these, and interest rates kept rising and that led to some of these, that interest rate differential between banks. Stuff's going to change, right? So how do you adapt to that? And you know, if those markets change, you don't want to also throw away, you know, the goals for the bank are still similar.
There you go.
May start tracking different numbers, different metrics.
Yeah.
Different activities.
And we know that it feels counterintuitive to push the need to specify, you know, but the alternative to that is all things to all people. So here's the message. We're a bank and we offer checking and savings accounts. Well, okay. I mean, seriously, does that sound motivating? Does that sound attractive? You know, does just like our prior guest Grant was talking about, I mean, is that sexy? Is that, I mean, come on, you know, so to take that and then this goal setting, Dan, you know, is to encourage our listeners, you know, to be brave enough to specify, and it goes way beyond bravery. It's really what's smart.
Yeah.
Because if we know that we are competitive in this area, and we can go and do this, and that's going to get us to those goals, then that's smart rather than trying to be all things to all people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and practically speaking too, to add to that, it's, I see this pattern at so many banks of, hey, we want to grow, you know, deposits $20 million next year, or even sometimes the marketing team doesn't even know that number. Or sometimes the, you know, the bank leadership hasn't put a number on it. It's just grow, you know, and that's, you know, that's okay. Manage the bank in the way that you want to manage the bank. But like, if you can get to the point of it's $20 million of deposits and, you know, here's the marketing budget and you can start to tell the story of like, well, you know, we had this marketing budget and we took 25% of it for deposit growth. And here's what we can kind of attribute to deposit growth. You're telling a better story than just like, you know, we want to grow deposits. Okay, marketing team, here's a bunch of money.
Right.
And then come back in a year and say, well, did we actually grow deposits?
Mm-hmm.
If you can start to attribute it even at the highest levels to two specific goals.
Yeah.
You know, if you can get to the point and say, well, you know, one of, you know, part of that $20 million was we wanted, you know, new money CDs. We spent $10,000 on this CD campaign and, you know, we got $4 million in new money CDs. Well, was that a worthwhile expenditure of and I think that's kind of where we're getting at is like if you can get it just a little bit more specific.
There you go. All right. So goals being the first big rock in the jar. So the second one is around audience. So who are we trying to reach and influence and get and trigger a call to action? Okay. To utilize our day-to-day marketing terms. So around audience, Dan, some initial thoughts there?
It's the same, you know, it's going to be the same pattern to me, right? Is you ask 100 banks, like, who are you trying to reach? I'm like, well, anybody, right? We want to serve everybody. We want to serve a whole
people
community.
People with money.
Yeah. Well, why or who, you know, well, specifically give me some groups, you know, why? And maybe you'll get down to level like, well, millennials. You know, because our customer base is aging and we want to bring in younger people. Okay, well, great. Millennials. Well, what does that look like in your community? Right? What jobs do those millennials have? Mm. What industries are they in? Where do they spend their time? Do they have kids? Are they first-time home buyers? Like, what is that? You know, if you're in a high cost of living area, the first-time home buyer group is older. If you're in a low cost of living area, more rural, or you're buying homes younger, is going to vary.
Yep.
You know, so break that down. And millennials is a massive, massive group. It's probably 30% of the population of whatever area you're in. So how do you break that down more, right? Another way to look at it is, who do we serve best?
Mm.
You know, if you're
Love that question.
Yeah. If you're a commercial bank and you serve your mid-sized manufacturing companies really well, well, can you like lean on that? Mm-hmm. Right. You know, if you're not a commercial bank, right, and you've got to focus on the retail, like who do you serve well? If you don't have, you know, if you don't have a mobile app, not that many banks left that, that don't, but like if you don't, you're going to have a real hard time reaching millennials. But, yep. but you, so you can look for the audience that you could be strong with. That's where you're going to get the most. Yeah.
Well, you know, and even within that audience too, I mean, I like some of the examples that you give of where do they live, you know, meaning like what types of neighborhoods or where, you know, or, you know, what, whatever the case may be, what do they do, you know, for a living? What are their typical types of careers? What are the, you know, again, whether we're talking about targeting retirees or whatever the case, you know, but it's answering these same questions about audience. But then it's even the next level, Dan, of that, of who within that audience is at a point of being willing to change.
Yeah.
Or change their bank relationship.
A point in their life, but not just a not just a phase of their life. I mean, you can drill into that too and say, like, what's the moment? Right. You might, and bank stuff is real slow. You might be thinking about switching banks for months. You might be thinking about, you might be sort of shopping for a house for months, but all of a sudden it happens really fast. Something happens really fast.
Uh-huh.
You have a bad customer service experience. You're like, well, I'm switching now. You have your dream house comes on the market. You're like, I need to go now. And really what you're, you know, what a good marketing plan does is captures people in those moments, to find them in those moments, whether maybe they're searching Google, maybe they're doing about, on the spot, trying to come up with an idea here, but like, what are the, you know, it's creating,
well, displaying certain online behaviors, or they're doing things, you know, that are showing they are in those triggering moments.
And those triggering moments can be, you know, as it might take people months to search for a bank, but those triggering moments happen in minutes or less.
Yep.
And so how are you around, in those moments? And you're not going to figure out what those moments are unless you have that deeper understanding of your audience and the goals and, you know, what, you know, where we're going next is messaging. And that's getting at the solutions. Cause like we always say here, like you're not selling a product to your audience. You're selling a solution to a problem.
There you go.
So if you get down to, well, next year, we're really focused on CDs for retirees or mortgages for first time home buyers. You're much closer to a solution, right? You know, we can help you quickly make a decision on your mortgage so you can take advantage of the real estate market. Like, what are those things? And you're never going to get there if you don't drill down into these things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so Dan, into that messaging. So I think what you and I are seeing here is there are there are really two parts to that messaging. It's who are you talking to, you know, from the audience? But it's number one is addressing the pain point. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this is the pain point of, you know, whether that is trying to qualify for a mortgage, or I want to open a new business, or I'm really, really pissed off at my previous bank and I just don't want to have my checking account there anymore. Whatever the pain point is. And then part two is the solution. As you say, you know, we know what you potential customer, what your pain point is. We feel you, and we have your solution. And what I think is so crucial in that messaging about those two things, Dan, is that is about you, Mr. Business Owner or Mrs. Consumer, or, you know, whoever that audience is. It is about them. It's not about me as the bank. And, oh, I've been in business 150 years. Well, again, okay, where's the motivator in that? Yes, I understand that that is about stability, a message of stability. And I get that. So that needs to, but is that really what we're going to push the hardest and dedicate our budget spend on marketing to putting out there as a motivator? Mm-mm. No.
Right.
No, we need to frame up messaging that is about, you know, pain point and solution for you as our intended audience, and those are the things that we can do for you. You know,
yeah, Yeah. And that's how you're going to resonate. And that's how you're going to appeal to them. But it's, and again, you're not going to get to that level unless you drill down and you're tying a specific audience to a specific product or problem. So it may mean that you need multiple different messages for those different pairings.
Yeah.
It might mean that the bank overall wants to focus on a little bit of everything next year, and you have to kind of rein it in. I talked to a bank the other day that I said, look, who are you trying to reach? Like who would be your best customers? Like, mm-hmm. Well, attorneys, CPAs, doctors, you know, and they listed five or six different things. So it's like, okay, like we need to kind of rein that in, you know, maybe you go after all of them all the time, but if you try to do all those at once, you're going to default to talking about you. You're going to default to we're trusted local. We've been here 100 years rather than the solution. Because for each of those groups to you, the banker, it might sound like, well, they're professionals. I keep hearing this term, center of influence.
Uh-huh.
To you, they're all centers of influence, but like they actually have different problems and different reasons that they might come after you. And so it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to like go after 8 or 9 different things at once. So in your strategic plan, you need to do some prioritization too, and say maybe you list them all, but here's the top three that we're going after afterwards that we're really going to put the effort into. Become the bank for CPAs in your area, and it may feel like you're limiting, your universe. But if you have a deeper connection with one group, you may end up with more business than sort of a higher level connection with multiple groups.
There you go, exactly. So it's once we've defined our goals, we specified our audience, and are doing that, then why not deliver a specific message, that is going to speak to them? Let's don't put all that effort into specifying our products, our goals, all that kind of stuff. And we're sharpening the tip of the spear here, right? And then we determine who that needs to go to and all that, and then go, we're a trustworthy bank. No. Don't do, So Dan, I'm not good at all things in marriage, but one of the things I am pretty good at is I do flowers for my wife randomly, or maybe I realize, well, we just did something in the house, or we've got some people coming by this weekend or something. She'd love to have some flowers sitting out there or something, not just for Valentine's. Okay, so not tooting my own horn, but I'm pretty good about that. But here's my point to it about marketing messaging. Okay. So when I do that, am I going to go to the grocery store? Okay. They have flowers there, and they're flowers. They're not, and maybe they're a little cheaper and all that other kind of stuff. And I'm probably going to take those home to her, and she's going to go, oh, flowers. That was sweet. She's not going to go, oh, wow, those are beautiful. So, but man, if I go to the florist, or I go to one of the specific places, that I know has got the really pretty stuff, and I grab those and I take. So again, let's go after solving pain points and the solutions that are specific to those audiences, So in your example is, maybe this is a product and we're specifying audiences. And if we're after CPAs, then this is a product that our bank has built to for financial management for CPAs, for a CPA firm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, now those are prettier flowers. That fits me.
Yeah. No, that and right. And that part of that conversation was, hey, we're making a business banking brochure. Okay. Make a CPA brochure.
There you go.
Attorney brochure. I mean, maybe not a brochure. maybe we should think beyond the brochure, but like put that aside for a second. It's, you can hand somebody a thing that says like, hey, we're your business bank for 120 mm-hmm. years. Or you can hand somebody a thing that says, we understand what, CPA banking needs to be. And here's four stories of other CPAs we've helped, or CPAs that have referred their clients to us, and we've helped their clients in this way. And hey, as a CPA, don't you want to be providing this service to your clients? Like that's so much more compelling. At the end of the day, it's still trying to get a checking account, or an operating loan or something. But it's, you're showing that you understood, you understand them. It might mean you have four or five different versions of your brochure floating around, but yeah, that's right. Actually not all that hard to like duplicate, right? Mm-hmm. 80% overlap between them, but it'll go a lot further and, yeah, and a lot more.
Well, and you know, so the thinking there is it's not getting fewer, it's going into dominating that market. You know, because yeah, I'm not trying to go get 4 or 5 CPA firms. I want every one of them. Yeah. I want to be the specialist.
We want to be
every new CPA firm, you know, in town that opens, or they go through an M&A and then, you know, who needs to be our bank? Oh, well, they're the bank that do the CPAs. Oh,
okay. I think what happens is a lot of banks will say, we want to go after CPAs. Okay, well, you know, hey, I'm Joe Loan Officer and I know a couple of CPAs. I'll go have some conversations. Mm-hmm. You have some conversations, you get a couple accounts in and you're like, great, like this is working. Go, Joe, go talk to more people. But, you know, at some point the network runs out or it slows down after that initial rush. But, you know, to really be the firm or the bank for those CPAs, you kind of have to go all in. You're sponsoring. Yep. I was talking to, you know, the bank of, we're talking about like kind of double clicking into stuff today. Like, yeah, go to the Chamber of Commerce meetings, but if you can go to the CPA meeting, yep, right? The county CPA, you know, golf outing, like that's just that much more, committed. And so I think for strategic planning, you know, you got to think about being that committed to the top kind of two or three groups.
Well, you know, so if we're trying to reach first time home buyers, you know, then go where they spend time, go where they live, go. And when I say go there, you know, we can go there through digital ads and we can go there through sponsoring events. Like you say, we can go there through, there are all these different ways.
Go to the realtor groups.
Yeah. And
tell the realtors, you know, look, we make decisions in 24 hours. So if you've got a client that's buying a house, you know, and you need to sort of get the contract out there quickly, send them to us. Don't send them to the big mega bank.
Right.
There and, you know, go. What problem are you solving? Not just, hey, we're a bank and we're here, but how are you helping? You know, how are you helping that mm-hmm. group?
Yeah. Well, Dan, I think what's really important, again, to kind of summarize what we've talked about today, is that the goals, audience, and messaging are parts of the strategic planning that can move around a lot. And I think the caution point here, Dan, is that they can really be off by being too general and not specified, you know, for good reasons. And those reasons are backed by, hey, these will be good revenue opportunities for us and all those kind of things, of course. But, you know, is specification in each of these areas and doing it deliberately and doing it now for next year, while we're sitting in, you know, the cool weather is just starting, we're in fall, you know, this needs to be planned all the way through the next year. And I like what you said early too, it is measured at certain checkpoints over the course of the year next year as well. And all of those things are important. And what we're talking about here is intentionality.
Yeah.
You know, rather than being reactive and kind of going, oh, our competition's beating us or whatever. Well, no. Let's specify what it is that we want to do and let's go be the best at it. You know, and that helps us reach our goals.
Yep.
So
intentionality, specificity.
There you go.
Yeah.
All those cool kind of words.
If we're going to sum it up in one sentence, it's just drill down, right? Don't be afraid to like get a little bit more specific.
There you go. And,
you know, worst case, you get too specific and you back it up a little bit, but you're going to learn a lot by exploring the specificity.
Absolutely. Well, great. Well, Dan, I know one of the things that you and I wanted to put out to our listeners today also is kind of some free help, so to speak. So I know that we also wanted to offer that we each have a strategic planning guide. And wanted to kind of offer to our audience to reach out to us and, you know, with this marketing planning, strategic planning, that we've got something that we're glad to give them free of obligation to, you know, to kind of help drill into this.
Yeah. Help. I think one of the harder parts, it's a whole other podcast episode, is just remembering all the different pieces you need to include into it and, you know, how to get to that level of specificity. And so, we can definitely happy to share what we've got and help you out. So.
Yep. Definitely. So
email us contact@bankmarketingshow.com. On the website, we'll put in the show notes, but happy to share.
There you go. Well, cool. Well, great conversation, Dan. Important stuff, timely, seasonal, and really, really appreciate taking the time to banter around about this and hope we've gotten our listeners thinking.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, man. Well, enjoy the cooler weather.
You too. You too.
Great. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us. To go deeper or get access to some of the valuable nuggets from today's show, go to bankmarketingshow.com. There you'll find episodes, links to resources, and much more. Be sure to subscribe wherever you find your podcasts. And join us next time.